Good morning. My name is JW and I'm Jim Hoggett's AI-generated avatar for this special episode of Executives on the Frontlines.
Hi, my name is JP, and I'm Jeff Palacio's AI-generated avatar for this special episode. Welcome to another edition of the Executives on the Frontlines podcast. Very excited to talk about some great topics today. Some hot topics: intelligent automation, AI, and other emerging technologies to help companies strategize in terms of cost improvement and improving their bottom line. And today's expert guest is the CEO of ExecHQ, Jim Hoggett.
Thanks, Jeff. I appreciate you taking the time to talk with me about this important topic.
Yeah. No. It's great. Yeah. This is fascinating to me, where we're going in terms of technology and how it can help business. What are you seeing in the space with all these emerging technologies, Jim?
Good question, Jeff. As you know, we do a lot of profit improvement and cost reduction work for our clients. The technology has now evolved to where many of these AI and robotic process automation tools can be used to achieve a higher level of cost reduction or profit improvement than just a few years ago. Some look at some of the emerging technologies, for example, ChatGPT, as fun or cute or just a curiosity. Working with some of our AI, intelligent automation, and related technology alliance partner firms, we can take these tools and utilize them in workflows, processes, and other areas to where we are actually saving clients a considerable amount of money or improving profits far beyond what they pay us. The ROI on tools like this are getting very high, if employed properly.
Thanks. Do you see specific industries focused on it more than others, or is it just really the innovators, the early adopters of technology who are embracing it? What are you seeing out there?
That's a great question. A few years ago, we did primarily see the innovators and early adopters. But, for example, one of our strategic alliance partner firms has been heavily involved in building artificial intelligence solutions for their clients for nearly 10 years. Obviously, the tools they used 5 years ago are dinosaurs compared to what they are using today, but that length of expertise is unusual and equips them to do things much more rapid and less expensive today. 5 years ago, a solution that may have taken a month to develop the vision and strategy, and a year to implement, that same solution may take weeks to implement today at a fraction of the cost. It's critical, in my opinion, that you don't select an AI or intelligent automation firm that was founded months ago, but rather look for the firms who have been developing the strategy for multiple years and have experience executing on that strategy when the tools were in their infancy. In regard to the industries that are benefiting from these tools today, let me give you one example. When you look at the finance and accounting functions of any organization, regardless of the industry, many of these functions, goals, ERP systems, and interfaces are very similar. We have a client now that is working with an extremely old, antiquated accounting and operations software program for their core business. Roughly a third of time for their staff, from accounts payable clerks to executives, is consumed by data input, emails to transfer information, and other tasks that can be replicated by intelligent automation, robotic process automation, or in some cases, AI. By freeing up an average of a quarter a third of all employees' workdays to work on more important issues, strategy, and solving complex issues, there are significant opportunities for that client to do much more with the same headcount and also make the workplace environment more enticing in terms of employee and executive retention.
Yeah, and I think you know, you and I are in the same age demographic. We've seen a lot of changes, obviously, with technology from the start of our career till 2024 here in April. So to me, a lot of the technology use is really about defining the process. I mean, technology doesn't really solve problems unless you really think about your process first, and then how does the technology support that? Do you see that still today with the AI and the intelligent automation solutions?
You raise a good point. Some of the AI today, in fact, does solve real problems without human intervention. It requires human input, and AI uses that input to go beyond many things that we can think or imagine at this point, which is going to cause some problems but also may create a lot of benefits. And I'm not in a position to comment on this element of the equation. It is rarely good for our clients to venture out on the bleeding edge of technology when they need highly predictable and proven solutions to achieve company objectives. Experimenting with AI, RPA, or other process automation solutions is dangerous and could be devastating if the experiments are not in a controlled environment. For example, our firm provides executives as a service. And one element of what we do is to provide outsourced or contract-based chief financial officers. A couple of years ago, a company developed an AI platform that they believed could replicate the work of accounts payable clerks, staff accountants, and others in accounting functions. If it worked, it could be an effective tool for our CFOs to consider. Unfortunately, when we tested their platform for several months, we discovered that it was creating weird entries, wrong data, massive amounts of incorrect transactions, and caused all sorts of issues. Fortunately, this was in a test environment and did not disrupt our operations or our client operations. No CEO or business owner wants to have their CFO implement experimental software that may totally disrupt their business. Again, the key is to bring in experienced firms who have tested the good, bad, and ugly and only use the tools that they find to be the most reliable. Although this is not an advertisement for Microsoft, they have some very robust tools such as Microsoft Power Automate. Bringing in a firm who has used this tool extensively since its inception is key. Asking someone with no experience to implement the tool in your company could be a huge mistake. It's the same tool, but used correctly, you have a much higher chance for success and speed to success. Giving Power Automate tools to someone with little or no experience is like giving a power saw to a 5-year-old. Another way to look at this is to look at an experienced carpenter. An experienced carpenter sees the vision and may have hundreds of tools to achieve the objective. That individual will choose the best tools depending on the job at hand. However, a new or inexperienced carpenter may have the same 100 tools, but no vision and no experience to know what tool is best for the job. Using a firm that can work with your team to develop the vision and then implement the best tools to execute on that vision is, in my opinion, the best path to success.
Jim, I would love to hear some other examples that show in terms of intelligent automation and AI. How's it improve the bottom line, really? Cost reduction? Profit increase?
For a simple example, I'll refer back to the Power Automate tool I mentioned earlier. It allows you to record all of the keystrokes, mouse clicks, time sequences, navigation from screen to screen, and other data from any or all of your employees. This data then can be analyzed within the tool to determine which processes are unique, and which processes are highly repetitive, such as copying and pasting from spread schedules into ERP systems, or looking at PDF forms and then typing the data from the PDF forms into company systems. With this data, then a strategy can be developed to take the most time-consuming repetitive processes and automate them using this same tools, or other tools if they are better. Getting deeper, let's say that you then want to incorporate some business logic into the repetitive tasks. For example, rather than just robotically copying from one place to another, looking at the data first, determining if the data is within normal parameters, or looking to see that a customer or vendor exists and that the ID is correct during the process. You achieve a much higher level of accuracy that may be difficult to achieve with individuals doing highly repetitive processes. On the other end of the spectrum, there may be processes that are done by humans once or twice per month that require a tremendous amount of time to validate, compute, check, recheck, etc. If 90% of that can be done in minutes or seconds utilizing intelligent automation and the same human is the final verifier or approver of the result, you most likely have the same or better results and have freed up that human to be more productive and innovative in other areas.
Yeah, it's very interesting. Before AI, I think there were some senior IT executives monitoring the CEO to see what websites he was going to every day at work. Sometimes you don't want to know things like that. We've talked a little bit about AI and intelligent automation. How about any other emerging technologies that you have good examples of how firms are using it?
Many large software companies have already integrated these types of technologies into their core products. For example, large email marketing software companies are incorporating ChatGPT functionality to help draft email subject lines or content. Well-known creative digital tools are now incorporating AI image and video generation in their core products. Many ERP systems and even accounting systems like QuickBooks are beginning to embed RPA and AI tools into their solutions. This approach makes it very simple for end users to adopt these technologies in a controlled environment. There are great companies, such as the one we've used today to create the avatars and voices for this special version of the podcast, that use AI to produce lifelike humans. Again, someone might think this is cute and do up a meme for social media, but more importantly, companies like ours are using technologies like this to create training videos, onboarding environments, and other solutions for internal and client use instead of using actors or videotaping employees that may not have the time or skills to be involved in critical areas of human capital interaction, retention, training, etc. Knowing the tools that are vetted and best in class will save your organization from having to experiment on their own. One other example is in the area of cybersecurity, compliance, and other deep technologies. We recently partnered with a firm who has assembled a portfolio of some of the best tools for AI, intelligent automation, compliance, and various elements of cybersecurity. They usually sell into Fortune 500 size clients, governments, healthcare organizations, educational institutions, and some small to mid-size businesses around the globe. One of the companies in their vetted group of tools takes AI and RPA tools designed for huge organizations and has arranged license agreement with these software developers so they can sublicense to smaller companies. As a way of illustrating this, our firm provides fractional executives to companies that need high-level executives on a part-time basis. We also provide executives to companies from our core consulting team on a full-time basis when needed. But if you only need a chief marketing officer, or chief strategy officer, or a CEO for a few hours a week, why hire one full-time permanent? Or go without the expertise thinking you can't afford the right executive? In the same sense, most small to medium-sized businesses can't afford to buy cybersecurity, compliance, AI and other technology tools that were designed for Fortune 100 companies. But if you can license the same technology on a fractional basis, then you have the same technology tools for a fractional of the time and cost. Coupling these tools with fractional or full-time chief information officers, chief technology officers, or technology partners, they can use these highly advanced tools for most organizations at a fraction of the cost. If any of our viewers would like an introduction to any of our alliance partners in these areas, please let me know and we'd be happy to make an introduction.
Yeah, that's great insight, Jim. Yeah, I love that point. I was meeting recently with a CEO, and on his LinkedIn profile, it's basically he's listed as his first name, followed by his middle initial, but it's one word. So mine would be Jeff, capital J. My middle name is James. And he knew, you know, there's a lot of automation on LinkedIn in terms of reach out. So he knew when it was a robot, because they say, hey, Jeff J, we'd like you to set up a 15-minute meeting because we can make you millions of dollars in seconds with our automated process. And you know. So he would immediately delete those because he knew he wasn't a real person, because no one would say Jeff J to me. Anyway, Jim, I appreciate you being here. Any other closing comments?
Just want to thank you, Jeff, for your time, and also for the listeners to this podcast. If we can introduce you to some of our technology alliance firms or the technology executives on our team to answer any questions that you might have, or to sit down to listen and understand your needs, please feel free to reach out. Hope you all have a great day.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Executives on the Front Lines. If you are interested in learning more about today's guests, you can schedule a 15-minute call with them by scanning the QR code or using the link in the episode description. Please join me every 2 weeks to learn from another great leader sharing insight that can help you and your business.